USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To most fans, it appeared that Longshot Country House had come in second in yesterday's Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. But the horse became the winner of the 145th edition of the most storied race in the sport, thanks to a historic ruling by stewards.
After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby at 65-1.
Initial first place finisher Maximum Security was disqualified for interference at the top of the stretch. They were not long-range missiles, but North Korea did fire numerous short-range projectiles into the East Sea yesterday amid stalled U.S. nuclear talks. President Trump tweeting in response, quote, "I believe that Kim Jong-un fully realizes the great economic potential of North Korea and will do nothing to interfere with or end it." And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Three people are dead in the latest skirmish between Israel and Gaza. Israeli police say one of the rockets launched from Gaza a few hours ago struck a house on the Israeli coast, and it killed one man. Meanwhile, a Palestinian militant group says two of its men were killed in an Israeli raid before dawn. This latest round of fighting began Friday when a Palestinian sniper fired on Israeli troops and wounded two soldiers. Former Vice President Joe Biden on the campaign trail in South Carolina yesterday and promising to focus on the middle class if he's elected.
This time we'll rebuild the middle class, I promise you. We're bringing along everybody, no matter their race, their gender, their ethnicity, their religion, who they love, where they live, whether they have a disability.
The holiest month of the Islamic calendar starts tonight, as Muslims around the world will observe Ramadan by fasting with no food and no water from dawn till dusk. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flight data recorder on an airplane that skidded off a runway and into a Jacksonville River with about 150 people aboard on Friday has been sent to a lab for analysis. NTSB officials say they recovered the device intact and are expecting good data from it. Officials say while everybody aboard the plane miraculously survived, they made multiple attempts to recover pets of the passengers. They were in the cargo hold but could not be found. Four people are presumed dead after a massive explosion at a manufacturing plant just outside Chicago back on Friday night. One of the four workers injured in the blast died yesterday. It's the second confirmed fatality. The other two people are missing, but officials believe their bodies are in the wreckage of that factory. The search for them was called off for a few hours yesterday because of the instability of the building, but authorities are expecting to resume that search today as they also look into the cause of the blast. And a leading deficit hawk in the U.S. Senate announcing he will be retiring after the 2020 election. Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi has made the announcement after more than two decades in office. The 75-year-old began his political career as the mayor of Gillette, Wyoming, when he was just 30 years old. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.